You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
And I thought we had a good day, but yet it takes a little bit of adjustment to get pads kind of set, you know. Taking a hit, giving a hit. Over the years, people that didn't want, and I've had coordinators like that here that didn't really want to do cadence or didn't really want to take a chance at having the issues, will say, well, we'll get into that later, but we want to get these plays off early. And what happens is you never have cadence the whole season.
If you don't want to block, then you're not going to be a part of what we're doing. Because the guys up front, the guys, the tight ends, the O-line, the running backs, when we're throwing the long passes down the field, they holding up, protecting, and giving us opportunities to get downfield. So we returning the favor. That's what the team is, unselfishness. Just continue to do what he's been doing. He's a young player. He showed some potential last year towards the end of the season, getting in, making a few plays, had a touchdown against the Giants, and we're just trying to build off that. He's a fast guy. He can make plays down the field. He can make plays across the field.
Greg Lewis, wide receiver coach, Baltimore Ravens, talking about Tez Walker. Devontae Walker, second year, University of North Carolina, and he talked about the touchdown against the Giants. Perfect throw from Lamar, great route, made the play, got the feet in the zone, touchdown, let's do this again. But we've talked about him before, and the Ravens loaded with offensive weapons. Devontae Walker not counted on to be a significant contributor to this Ravens offense, but you can never have enough because of injuries, unfortunately, the reality of the physical sport that is football. But Devontae Walker, all right, we're basically a week in training camp. You always talk, Vinny, about guys that can make me go, ooh, look at him. Oh, wow, look at him. Has Tez Walker made you notice?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. You notice 81 and because he's making plays and he doesn't drop balls. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. And you know, I was listening to Greg Lewis yesterday, and, you know, I mean, if all their guys are healthy, Bob, in that Buffalo game, he's going to be counted on more so on special teams than he is, you know, probably receiving. And that's the thing. If you're the fourth, fifth, sixth receiver and you want to be on the field, better be damn good on special teams. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to dress. And because when you look at the first three, Bate, Zay, and D-Hop, none of them are covering kicks and doing those things. So that's why, you know, the other guy's got to be really good at that. And Tez is good at that. He's big and he can run, you know, and he's got great speed. So he can get down on the field and he can cover. And, you know, being a wide receiver, you're used to being able to get off blocks and stuff and get off corners. So, yeah. But as a receiver, he's improved. He may be the most improved guy, Bob, that I've scene of all the players, just with his, you know, not body wise but skill wise you know, getting better at running routes. Getting better at the things that he needed to improve upon, I think he's the best of all the guys. Being able to sink his hips, being able to get in and out of breaks, being able to separate. You know, I mean, because when you look at their receivers, it's kind of Bateman's great separator. Zay, great separator. You know, and that's what he's trying to become, and he's getting much better at that. You know, and if he can master that next year, you know, when D-Hop's gone after the season, he'll be the third, you know, and they'll have three good young receivers.
Now, could he be right down the depth chart, fifth behind Tylan Wallace? Is he past
him? No, I'd say he's fourth. Fourth as a receiver.
Right.
You know, and because Tylan Wallace is, you know, I mean, you know exactly what you're getting from Tylan Wallace. If he has to be in there, he'll catch it. But on special teams, you're going to notice him because he's going to show up. And, you know, like if you need a punt returner, he can do that. You know, if you need a guy to go back on kick returns, he can do that. You know, he can play also. He's one of the core special teams guys.
So DeVontaze Walker, excited about his future. Again, doesn't need to be a dude in 2025, but if he is, hey, bring it on.
Well, I
think add more to the party for sure.
The best thing for him, Bob, is especially like, hopefully not, but if D-Hop starts to slow down at the end of the season, that's when he's starting to take off.
Now, we also heard Greg Lewis talking about blocking wide receivers and contributing to the cause. And when Greg Roman was the OC, bidding,
yeah, I know.
That was like, Jesus, really? Is that my job? But now you got to, you know, it's a team effort, as we heard Greg say. And maybe the responsibilities aren't as great as they were under G-Row's offense. But still, you know, there's a task at hand. And, I mean, is this a group capable of doing so if called upon to, hey, you're the dude, you got to block that field, say Lamar's out in space, and you got to do what you got to do, or just, you know, hold up your end, so be it.
I would say this, Bob, that, you know, when they're watching film of these guys, you know, where G-Ro, you know, a big, big part of it, you know, G-Ro probably sit in the meetings, well, can he block? You know, I don't know that Greg Lewis is saying is, can he block? It's, will he give effort to block? You know, I mean, because can he make plays? That's the biggest thing is, can he make plays? Yeah, he can make plays. All right, then they're all competitive guys, and they'll block for each other. But they're not, you know, they're not blowing people up. All they're doing is shielding people, you know, sure, getting in the way, hustling, and doing those types of things. It's the same with the tight ends. They suck blocking. I mean, Bob, first drill yesterday with the pads on, tight ends versus the outside backers, one-on-one blocking. And it was ugly because the tight ends all sucked. I mean, none of them. Kohler, he's laying on the ground. You know, I mean, fundamentally, they all got a lot of work to do, but that's not their thing. You know, like Mark Andrews, you know, he's Pro Bowl tight end. Is he an online blocker? Nope. You know, what does he do? Tries to get in the way. And that's Kohler, too. You know, Kohler's their blocking tight end. Is he a knock you off the ball guy? No. Why did they bring in Ben Cleveland, put him at tight end? You know, I tell you who kicked ass, though, Bob, of that whole group. Patrick Ricard. He was awesome, you know, and he's 300 pounds where the other guys, you know, are 240 to 270. But they don't play strong as blockers.
Also heard from John Harbaugh in the opening of the show here on the cadence offensively, and you know, the penalties, false starts were a problem for the Ravens last year, as we've discussed many, many times. And, you know, John Harbaugh tried to explain it best he could. Risk versus reward, I guess.
Yeah. You know, you know, basically what Harbs was saying is why they don't mind having them now because they're trying to get really good at winning the cadence. And we've heard Todd Monken talk about it. Why can't we be? Or maybe it was Harbs. Why can't we be great at the cadence?
It was Monken.
Yeah. You know, because that's a huge advantage for the offense, because you know what you're going, you know, and if you're in a rhythmic, you just watch those teams are in a rhythm, and then all of a sudden if they go, hit it, you know, defenses jumping off sides. You know, so that's what they're trying to accomplish right now. And that's why, you know, okay, we're going to have some guys jump off sides. So, you know, so be it. But if they can take advantage of it during the season, then it pays off. Because what they don't want, if during the season, you know, you're doing that and you're getting all these false start penalties, it's like, crap, we can't afford to keep doing that because we're costing ourselves. So work on it now for a month, you know, before the Buffalo game and get really good at it. And that's what they're trying to do.
Why has it been a problemo here, though?
Well, kind of the way, you know, Todd explained it some is, you know, if the play gets in late and, you know, and there's emotion and then, you know, and Bob, trust me, when I was a receiver, like you're motioning across and you're going, the hell is that snap count again? Like you lose track of what the snap count was. And that's, Bateman had two, you know, the other day. So, I mean, that's part of it. It's just, you just got to concentrate. You know, biggest thing is you just got to concentrate. You got to get used to it. You got to do it over and over and over and over. And that's what they're trying to do right now.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We're going to hear from him coming up in a couple of minutes. Orioles blow out the Blue Jays last night. 11-4 Oriole Park Cannon Yards. Adley Rutschman returns to the lineup. 3-for-5 Two ribbies. Double off the wall. Doubles down the third base line. Kobe Mayo. First three-hit game, including a bomb into left center field. Jordan Westberg had three hits. So the Orioles, you know, overcome. Cedric Mullins made a spectacular play. Laureano hits another home run. Moo Man goes deep. So the Orioles clobber the best team in baseball record-wise coming in. Bassett's been outstanding. But he's great at home, just like the Blue Jays are. They have a losing record, Toronto does, on the road. So, Orioles today, doubleheader against Toronto. Charlie Morton's going game one. Brandon Young called up to be the 27th man, which will lead you to believe he'll start game two of the doubleheader. But, you know, the band back together to some level. Eplin didn't pitch all that great. What could be his swan song in an Orioles uniform. But the bullpen, 4-plus scoreless innings. So, the Orioles win 11-4. That's 3 in a row. If they win the first game, that's a winning streak. Got to be 4. They get a half game in the wild card, Nolan. They're 8 out of the wild card. Are we circling back? 10 under .500. We going there?
You're allowed to do whatever.
2 days
before the trade
deadline.
If you want to have fun on a Tuesday, if you want to have a little excitement in your life.
Okay.
You know.
Who doesn't need excitement in
until about 1 o'clock this afternoon when they're down by 4, you know.
All right, we can go with that. Bad news, though. Felix Bautista, swelling in the shoulder. He's probably done.
Yeah.
Tony Manzolino met with us when we were there yesterday. Members of the media that were at Oriole Park Cannon Yards came right out. Boom. MRI. They don't even know. A couple more weeks. They'll get an idea of how severe things might be. But I guess we can harken back to his last outing against Tampa when he couldn't throw a strike. Maybe that was already happening. Then the weighted ball stuff that shut him down when he was warming up in the bullpen a couple of days later. He didn't pitch for 10 days, so that could have affected him. But Felix Bautista, who could have been the Orioles' most valuable trade chip, is probably going to be shut down for the season. Grace Rodriguez, no real update on him as well. But the Orioles percolating a little bit as of late. We can get into that. And the trade deadline, who stays, who goes. And if you're Cedric Mullins, long assumed to be a trade candidate, what better way to go out than with a bang?
No doubt.
And playing hot, making spectacular plays for sure. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. You want that live, we're going to play it for you. Nolan McGraw is waiting. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Haney. You're on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What Harb said was he was sick, he wanted to practice, and Harbs didn't want to get anybody else sick because of Bateman, so he told him go home. And he'll be, I would imagine he'd be, maybe he had like Nolan had. Nolan was sick last week, you know, for a couple of days. Maybe that's what Bateman has.
Nolan had malaria, if I'm not mistaken. But we were talking yesterday, Nolan, get in here, about Bateman, and in the final hour of the show, well, training camp's cool because the only people not practicing are the people not expected to practice. And Hummel came back yesterday, and I mentioned Bateman, Armour Davis by name. I was like, yeah, it's like he plays great for 2 days, then he doesn't practice the next day. And then we get the attendance report around 1:30, quarter to 2, whatever it was. No Bateman. Yeah. Oh, God, did I schlep rock this dude? Didn't know about Armour Davis because he got hurt during practice. And then Jair Alexander got the knee drain. And then Kone dealing with a shoulder issue, too.
Fell on his shoulder in practice on Saturday.
So Bateman is illness, so we're good there.
We're good there.
And then Armour Davis, though, what the hell, man?
Soft tissues. To me, when everybody says soft tissue, first thing I think is hammy. You know, I mean, Jesus, with the Orioles, the hammy was 10 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I don't know. You know, who knows how long. I mean, he's just got to be frustrated because it just happens all the time. And especially, you know, now with, you know, some guys being down, he's getting more opportunity. And then now he's down. So it kind of sucks for him. You know, the guy, you know, Tampa and Longerbeam are the ones kind of, you know, getting a little roll now because they get a chance to play more. So it's good for them. With Jair, it scares me, Bob, anytime. I mean, I've had a knee. And anytime that, you know, you get swelling in your knee doesn't swell just because you work hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've irritated, something's irritated in your knee. And to me, that's not a good thing with a guy that has had some knee issues in the past.
And John said that got it drained, yeah, Alexander, like, and that he expects to be back today. And obviously when you go out there, we'll find out whether he's out there or not. But getting back to Armour Davis real quick before we get to the phones at 410-583-1057. Here's a guy that's on the bubble anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, soft tissue, and he got hurt during practice because he was out there. And just the inability to stay on the field has, look, he was a five-star recruit, right, coming out of high school to Alabama, had injury problems there, Ravens, one of these steals in the fourth round kind of guys, and he's just been unable to be on the field on a consistent basis. And, you know, does he even make wow plays when he does play? I'm trying to think of the stellar Jalen Armour-Davis moment, and they're few and far between if there has been one.
Yeah, even in practice, you know, like I've talked about Tampa having a couple picks in practice, and, you know, so no, not a lot of wild. And they had him some, playing some safety and kind of letting him play some different things. So, Bob, the other thing was Awuzie missed practice last Saturday when I was there. You know, I mean, maybe with Davis. I mean, Bob, that dude practices so hard, you know, and he goes, you know, balls to the wall every rep. Maybe, you know, you kind of take care of him a little, you know. Our goal is, Jair, we want to get you to the Buffalo game. How do we do that?
Yeah. But if Alexander, he was, they didn't give him a ton of dough, right?
Like six?
So he's a Pro Bowl guy.
He's a very good player, yeah.
But we were talking before the show, Green Bay did their due diligence. I mean, Green Bay's a playoff-worthy team, too. If you have a Pro Bowl cornerback, you're not just giving them away. But, you know, maybe this injury thing, beyond his control, it's just something that he can't overcome.
Yeah.
And we're, what, not even a week in a training camp?
Yeah, and the thing about it, too, Bob, is when you hear all the DBs and you hear, you know, the receivers and stuff talk about him, you know, his compete and, you know, what he's added to the team about, you know, his arrogance and cockiness and all that. You know, he brings something to the team. So if he can be healthy for them, I think it's going to be a big benefit to the football team.
Because he's a good player, and as you said, the intangibles that are part of the equation. All right, if you're on the phones, we got you when we come back. It's Vinny at 81057. The Penn Ravens back at practice today at 1:30. Orioles doubleheader, 12:35 first pitch, game one against the first place Blue Jays, who the Orioles spanked last night, 11-4. The home run bats in the bullpen. Keys to this with Cedric Mullins, great defensive play, robbing a two-run shot there. How about Bo Bichette, 9 straight hits? But anyway, we'll get into all of that and more. You want to join us, you can. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Pick a song. We'll crank it to 12 here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Blue Jays, new to the show. Break out the puppy pants, it's hammer time. And that's what the Birds did to the first place Toronto Ball Club. Let's get out to the phones, hear from the people. Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw, let's go to, where are we going? Trey and Joppa. Trey, what's up, buddy?
Hello?
Hello. Rashawn.
Trey and Joppa.
Rashawn, sorry, man.
Caught
up
blind.
My bad. I'm like, what? Now I'm looking at it. It's literally red, yellow, green. I think I'm at a stoplight there. Oh, no. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, no, mess. What's going on with y'all?
Same old much.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, my boy came down. Pickles got your beer, man.
I didn't even drink it. I gave it to Nolan.
You ain't drink it, really?
Nah, it was like, I think it was a thing of hot tea within 5 minutes. But yes, Dustin did come down and pay tribute, and Nolan finally got to meet him, so it was all good.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's cool, man.
Trippy was at the football practice.
Oh, he was? Oh, yeah, he stayed up there, man. Yeah, we was out Saturday night for his birthday this past weekend, man, down Fad Hill having a crazy time, man.
I saw that.
Yeah, hey, man, you know, your boy Dustin almost got a little situation to steal you, man, by the floppy hat. it kind of wasn't his fault, though, man, because he left his floppy hat on the seat. He went out, left to meet up with Smile, did something. Then he came back, his hat was gone. So he's like, hey. So he wound up like threatening the whole section, telling him, y'all gonna come up, somebody gonna give me my hat back. It's like, then the guy, he was like, come on, Dustin, man, it ain't worth it, man. You know, you can't say that's your hat. Everybody got the same damn floppy hat, man. You know, so he wound up leaving like in the eighth and going back over to Pickles, get some more beer, you know, for something.
Well, give him a 105.7 the Fan floppy hat. So he did not leave without a floppy hat. I know that for a fact.
Okay, cool, man. But hey, man, on to the olds, though, man. Man, it just felt good, you know, them. You have our core back. Everybody's playing good. And one thing about last night I'm going to complain about, that my boy O'Neal wasn't in the game, man. He'd been scorching hot, man. What, 7 hits, 6 RBIs, and 3 home runs in 4 games he played in, you know. But understand they got to give certain guys playing time.
Or they just don't want him to overexert himself and go back on the IL. I'm assuming he'll be in the lineup, and I'm going to keep refreshing here to see what it is. I'm assuming he'll be in the lineup for game one against the old Blue Jays here.
But wouldn't you, Bob, let him play like that just in case you get a trade offer for him and somebody want to take on that contract?
Ain't nobody taking on that contract. He's got an opt-out after the season. He's got a player option. He can bail if he wants to. Right now, he holds all the cards. So I don't see anyone trading for him. I mean, he's on a heater for the first time this season. Guy spent more time on the IL than he's been on the field. So I don't think they're showcasing him for a trade by any stretch. I'm just hoping that he played 3 games, played them very well, then all of a sudden his neck's sore again. I mean, they've had enough bad news when it comes to the injuries. I just think he got the night off. They won by 7 runs over the team with the best record in baseball. I'm not complaining too much.
Yeah, hopefully we can keep this going, though. So I'll be down there this evening, man. So, you know, hopefully I don't, get heat exhausting or something like that,
well,
man.
Well, me and Nolan will be there. Come on down. We'll be there around, 4:30, I guess.
4:30? I'll be there about 5, 5-ish, you know. So, but, yeah, other than that, man, you know, I'll holler at you, man. You know,
right,
y'all take it easy.
Will you tell Dustin them floppy hats are free?
Now he was mad about he wanted the Orioles one, though. You know, I guess y'all gave him the 105.7 floppy hat, man.
Right, just tell him to pump his brakes. There's bigger things going on in the world than floppy hat. You know what I mean? Get on eBay. All right. See, there's Rashawn. Damn, Dustin. Come on, Dustin. That he even says, look, man, everything you hear about me is not really true. Then it is. Let's go to Trey and Joppa. Sorry, Trey. What's up, buddy?
Yes, sir. The real Trey and Joppa.
Yeah,
the one that calls the sports takes and not just, you know, wasting time. But anyway, Vinny, heard your takes a little bit earlier about Mike Green. He was on the morning show. And just happy to hear that. You know, it don't take long, Vinny. I ain't got to tell you. It don't take long to recognize when a guy is going to be different. When a guy is heavy-handed. You know, I think Cordell posted a clip yesterday of him walking
on the bull rush. Yeah.
oh, man, you know what I mean? Like, that's, it don't take long. Those type of flashes, they're going to pay off. You know, you talked about him using the spin move. I don't know if he got home, but just the fact that he threw it. Just the fact that he threw that pitch, it looked good. You know what I mean? So I'm excited for this.
He can do some things that nobody else on the team can do.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And you need guys like that. We probably haven't had a pass rusher like that to step on the field day one since Suggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And we've talked about it, Vinny. And Bob, the D-line to me is going to be one of the – or I'm going to just say pass rush in general. It'll be one of the biggest reasons we start getting more turnovers. We got to get the quarterback off his mark. We got to get him thinking about the pass rush. He can't just be sitting back there patting the football. You know what I mean? When we can get home, send in 4, 5, 6, whatever we want to do, and now we got the corners to be able to cover up and play a little bit more man-to-man, you know, getting home is going to really speed the process up for quarterbacks, and I think that's going to be the biggest thing that leads to more turnovers.
All right, Trey, good call as always. Mike Green celebrating a birthday yesterday, by the way, 22 years old.
Yeah, he flashed some plays. You know, he had a spin move that was real nice, but he made a play in the run game. He lined up on the left, and they ran a pitch. He lined up on the defensive left. They ran a pitch to Keaton Mitchell to the offensive left. Keaton cuts it back inside, and Mike Green is standing there on the left side. He closes it down. Just his bend and ability to get there so quick, you know, with no wasted motion. I was like, holy cow. And then like Cordell, he said, did you see that? I said, yeah, I did. You know, and then he had a couple real nice rushes too. You know, I mean, and like when he makes a spin move, it's tight, you know, and he's on balance and stuff. Matabike made a hell of a spin move in one-on-ones, but he slipped. But he had a couple nice. The guy who really did a nice job, he was 2 for 2, Travis Jones. Travis Jones had a couple really nice swim moves. And you know who else wasn't bad either, Bob, was Jenkins. You know, because he's probably 360.
Yeah, big boy.
360 on a good day. You know, he was against Linderbaum, and Linderbaum struggles against big. He just picked Linderbaum up and just basically walked him back. I mean, that's a big, strong guy. And Bob, when he's not, like, during team and stuff, when his group is not in, he has to be over on the bike.
Now, with Mike Green getting back to him, how much does he play in the preseason?
I think he'll play a lot.
Is he kind of a, maybe a three-down guy, or is that a lot to ask for at this stage?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be a three-down guy, Bob. I mean, like in team and stuff, he's with the threes. But I think in passing situation, he'll work a lot with them. Especially, he'll play a lot, I would think, Bob, in the preseason, because he's going to need work playing against the run, and then they're going to give him situation. You know, like, best thing for him is line him in a wide nine. Let him do his thing. Like, hey, sick him. Go get him. You know, you don't worry about the run. And that's right now, that's not his thing. And that's what I would use him designated pass rusher this year. Because, I mean, we talked about it earlier. We think he's going to get 6-plus sacks this year.
He's going to be second on the team in sacks, as I predicted. Yeah. I said 8. I got Owe getting double digits.
Okay. Yeah, you know what's going to be interesting to see, Bob, with Van Noy is when, you know, because we saw it with Ingram, when does all of a sudden good, then it's like you could see the age.
Yeah.
You know, when does that, hopefully it's not this year, but let's.
Well, Ingram got hurt late in the 19 season, the calf injury against Cleveland. And then in the playoffs, you could tell he had lost that burst. And then the next year, he was just, come on.
Yeah.
I think he. They gave him a thank you for your service year because Dobbins at that time was ready to ascend to be the dude. And J.K. Dobbins, let's not forget, 2020 had a really good year for the Ravens coming out of Ohio State.
And what we got to see with Van Noy, Bob, is because he wasn't here. You know, I don't know how he trains at home, but he wasn't here the whole OTAs. He just showed up for the 2 mini camp practice. That's it. Because you know, and I know it's early and he's a veteran and all, but his first 2 pass rush moves, you know, against Rosengarten yesterday were not good. I mean, Rosengarten dominated those. Hey, Bob, another guy, while I was thinking about it, because I mentioned Keaton Mitchell's name before, I tell you what, that is, like, he's a little guy that plays big. Like, he goes and runs through. That dude, you've seen him, like, in, he's thick.
His rookie year, yeah.
He's thick. His calves are thick. His arms are thick. That's a power when, and he's low. He can break some tackles because he's so thick and, you know, kind of nasty, too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls, support that 583-1057. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today Ravens Wire, talking about the Ravens with him. Training camp back at it today at 1:30. Vinny will be heading out at 12:30. Danielle Allen Tuck from Baltimore Banner, talking about the Birds 2 days away from the trade deadline. Who stays, who goes? The Orioles are not buyers, I wouldn't assume. Could there be a player who is signed beyond this year that could be part of a trade package? It won't be Felix Bautista if you missed that news. Orioles made a roster move today. Geraldo recalled, not Geraldo Rivera. Jeremiel Geraldo, right-handed pitcher, Norfolk. Colin Selby, left hamstring strain, placed on the 15-day IL. Pitched yesterday, part of that bullpen that did not allow a run. There was a scary situation late that Stroud plunked George Springer in the head, and you could tell at the end of the game, I mean, it was a festive night. The Orioles were, you know, getting busy on Toronto, but even that last out was kind of like, put a pall on it a little bit. As Springer, he got hit, did walk off under his own power. We're still waiting to see what the lineups are going to be for the doubleheader. No intent, because you could see that Stroud was a crestfallen over that turn of events. Whenever something like this happens, however, you wonder if there's going to be some sort of a retribution, and hopefully not, because there was no intent involved there. It's not like when the a-hole Yankees hit Kerstad before the All-Star break last year and they're talking trash in the bullpen as Kerstad's laying in the batter's box in the rain after just getting brained. That was not the case. But either way, roster move. Easton Lucas is going to start game one for the Blue Jays, left-hander, 3-2 with a 582. So we'll see how that rolls. Orioles, to be announced, game two of the doubleheader. Charlie Morton could be saying bye-bye to Baltimore today as he looks to be traded to a contender, perhaps. One-year deal. So Eflin, Sagano, Morton. Eflin didn't pitch all that great. Sagano was brilliant. And we'll see if Morton can do it. All three could be on new teams by the end of this week. Let's get out to the phones. Go to PT in Towson. PT, what's happening?
Hey, Bob. Hey, listen, you mentioned Heston getting plunked, and few people know this, but I know you do. Paul Blair was plunked, I think, in 71, and he was a heck of a hitter and obviously one of the best center fielders fielding-wise in baseball history. But he got beamed, and he was never the same hitter after. And I just hope that Heston can, pull himself together this offseason. But
yeah, and
I mean,
Blair, by the way, who's my all-time favorite baseball player, Paul Blair, He used to, when he would go, after he got hit, when he would go back to first, on a pickoff, he would put both hands around his head.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And he tried to switch hit. I mean, he had some good years after that, but 69, it looked like he was a budding superstar. He got plunked in 70, I believe. Broke his jaw and everything. But, yeah, that does – like Tony Coniglio was never the same after that, and he looked like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I mean, Paul Blair could have absolutely been a Hall – he was a hell of a player. My old man was like, yeah, I gotta watch this. You know, he was just an amazing fielder and had all the tools as a hitter. But, yeah, it can change a guy. So you just hope that Heston pulls himself, gets it back on track. But I don't want to talk about football today. We talked about yesterday the guys that might underachieve. I think Stanley, it's just a fact. He hasn't played every game, until the contract year, and he did that. And then Henry, he's just getting older. It is what it is, running backs. But I think they're both going to be good. I can see where they could take a step back. But the guy I want to talk about a little bit today is a guy I love, and I think obviously the national media is somewhat, some of the media is just confused. Lamar Jackson is, obviously first ballot Hall of Fame. But last season, 41 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. And Lamar is a character that will throw across his body, across the middle of the field, which is a mistake. So I definitely think those numbers, without a doubt, are going to naturally go down. I still think he's going to be a top 3 quarterback in the NFL, but I can definitely see those numbers going down. Can you see that happening, Vinny or Bob?
Well, I mean, hey, those numbers are pretty strong. But let me just say this. Every year that he has been healthy, he's been in the MVP talk. If he hadn't won the MVP. So are they going to come down some? I don't know. They could just because they're so high. You know, I mean, if he hits 41-4 again, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl or bust?
Oh, there's no question. There's no question about that. And let me go back to Stanley. Stanley looks great in practice, you know, and PT, he looks good. You know, in the one-on-ones, he's moving good. He, you know, he's healthy, looks good. And Henry caught a one-handed pass yesterday, outran the whole defense who can run their ass off. Henry looks really, really good. I mean, like Henry last year and Henry this year, I can't tell a difference, you know? So I don't know that those two are going to drop off. But with Lamar, I mean, those are pretty high standards. I mean, if are we going to be upset if he went 35-7? Or
yeah, if his quarterback rating's buck 18, we're cool with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not be a duplicate in regards to what he put up. Didn't turn the ball over a lot at all. And if Henry rushes for 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns, are we saying, well, oh my God, his numbers dipped? I mean, you set the bar so high, but you also look at other guys who are going to improve upon what they have done.
Yeah.
So there are others that are, let's look at the defense, forcing more turnovers. Maybe, okay, they were, what, second in the league in sacks last year, yes. But the win rate wasn't all that great, breaking out those stats. Maybe they're second in sacks, and the win rate's the best in football. Yeah. And they forced 30 turnovers like right. Buffalo did last year.
Yeah, and you're over a plus 20, which would be great. You know, I mean, I think this. I think the thing that's going to improve the most is going to be the defense. The defensive numbers. They're not going to be 31st in the pass. You know, I think they're going to defensively, that'll be much better. Now, offensively, are they going to be, what were they, like 20-some yards better than anybody else on offense? Yeah, we'll see. And can they be? They can be. They cut it down on the turnover or intercept or, come on,
penalties.
Penalties.
All of the above.
Yeah.
But look, the turnover to touchdown ratio for Lamar was incredible.
Unbelievable. And
the fifth highest quarterback rating in the history of the NFL.
Can't win the MVP.
Right. And the irony of it is that was his best season. Didn't win the MVP. But, you know, you get to just be Lamar. Be there 17 games. Things are going to happen. I mean, this offense, and I don't want to guzzle the purple Kool-Aid heading into the top of the hour. I think it's limitless potential there for this offense.
Yeah. Yesterday wasn't a great day for the offense. Lamar was a little off, but Bateman wasn't there. I mean, it's kind of funny now that Bateman wasn't there, so kind of the offense didn't look the same.
Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today. We talk Ravens with him with a Ravens Wire. Whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? Not a ton, but there's some NFL stuff. Hey, some offensive linemen getting big old fancy pay raises. And then Daniel Allen talk about the Orioles. They won 3 in a row. It's not a winning streak till you get 4. Maybe they could do that this afternoon at 12:35 against Toronto. But the big question is, who's getting traded? Who's sticking around? And they're 8 games out of the wild card. Are we going Lloyd Christmas? Are you saying? And there's a chance.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.